Joel's whole thing, he cannot preach the law. It's simply impossible for him. And the reason is because man is not a sinner. I mean, his anthropology, his doctrine of man, is utterly unbiblical. You know, the worst kind of anthropological heresy in the church was Pelagianism, which says that man's will is good. And then we have to fight all the time with semi-Pelagianism. Man's will is sick, but still has some capacity. The Bible says that man's will is dead. But Joel is a hyper-Pelagian. He says that man's will is powerful, that man's will is creative, that you have the seeds of greatness on the inside, that God is waiting for you to act. And you can't preach the law if that's what you think of man. I mean, you can't come along and say, hey, you're a poor, miserable sinner if you're not a sinner. You can't tell someone that they stand condemned and worthy of God's wrath if you think that they're good. In fact, if you think that they're so good that God is waiting on them, if you think that they're so good that they can actually create things by the act of their own will, there's no room for the law there. And if there's no room for the law, if there's no sin, if there's no condemnation, if there's no teaching that man is utterly corrupt and deserving God's wrath, then there's certainly no room for the gospel.